Hi, everybody. Welcome to part number 9 of the Our Covenant God study. Let's look at last week's homework questions. Homework question number 1. Why did God refuse to establish his covenant with Ishmael? Ishmael was the natural son of Abraham. God's covenant promise to Abraham was that he himself would supply Abraham with a son. Abraham could have fathered Ishmael with or without God's help. That is why one reason that Ishmael did not qualify was because his conception was not miraculous. Both Abraham and Hagar were perfectly capable of conceiving a child, even if God was uninvolved in their lives. Homework question number 2. Did God's rejection of Ishmael mean that he loved Isaac more than he loved Ishmael? No, certainly not. God chose Isaac because he was a picture of resurrection. His life came out of what was dead. Isaac was a type of Christ. Jesus Christ was also conceived miraculously. A virgin womb is a barren womb because it has never been able to receive the seed of a man. Isaac was chosen as the one that the Messiah who would save the whole world, including Ishmael, would come through. Homework question number 3. Adam was the firstborn of the old or first creation. Who was the firstborn of the new creation? See Colossians 1 verse 18 and Revelations 1 verse 5. The answer is simply, Jesus Christ is the firstborn from the dead. He is the firstborn of the new creation. Homework question number 4. Why would we be the most pitiable people on this earth if there is no resurrection? Simply put, we would have no hope. Everything that we trust in, everything that we hope for, is to live forever with the Lord. If there is no resurrection from the dead, then Jesus is still dead. That means that there is no eternity, and so then we should just be making the most of our lives here on this earth. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, should then be our attitude. Everything would be meaningless, for death would make it all end. Everything that God created would have been a waste if there is no resurrection. Amen. But there is a resurrection. Glory to God. So now for today's lesson. Today we're looking at Abraham's 6th encounter with God. As we look at the different encounters that we see between God and Abraham, we see that there is a progressive revelation of God in these encounters. In the first 3 encounters, Abraham did not see God at all. Instead, he heard his word. In the 4th encounter, things changed. That encounter started with the word of the Lord coming to Abraham in a vision. And it progressed to Abraham actually seeing God the Father and God the Son cutting covenant with each other, although he was in a semi-unconscious state at the time. In Abraham's 5th encounter with the Lord, God himself appeared to Abraham. This was the first time that Abraham really saw God, and his response was to fall flat on his face. See Genesis 17 verse 3. In Abraham's 6th encounter with God, which is the one that we are looking at today, God and 2 of his angels not only appeared to Abraham, but they even allowed Abraham to prepare a feast for them, which they ate while Abraham waited on them. We read about this in Genesis 18, where God and two of his angels visit Abraham on their way to inspect Sodom and Gomorrah. This is also the passage where we see Sarah laughing at the thought of having a son in her old age. Once again, just like when Abraham laughed at the same news in Genesis 17, verse 17, we see that there is nothing hidden from God, not even our private thoughts. Genesis 18, verse 9 to 15 in the New King James Version says, "Then they," that's the Lord God and the two angels with him, "said to him, 'Where is Sarah your wife?' So he," Abraham, "said, 'Here in the tent.' And he," the Lord God, "said, 'I will certainly return to you according to the time of life, and behold, Sarah your wife shall have a son.' Sarah was listening in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age. Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, 'After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?' And the Lord said to Abraham, 'Why did Sarah laugh, saying, "Shall I surely bear a child since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.' But Sarah denied it, saying, 'I did not laugh,' for she was afraid. And he said, 'No, but you did laugh.'" After this conversation, the topic and the atmosphere became serious, because the focus changed to the issue of Sodom and Gomorrah. Genesis 18, verse 16 to 21 in the New King James Version says, "Then the men rose from there and looked toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, 'Shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I have known him, in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him.' And the Lord said, 'Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know.'